Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Pivot Point. Kaya Biz.
Afropolitans, it's one of our favorite times of the show where we speak to amazing people on Pivot Point, giving us their pivotal lessons in terms of life, business, and experience. And this evening, we do exactly that. And I've got one question for you. When last did you watch an anime that had black characters in? It probably takes a minute for you to think. An animation with black characters in? Many of you might come forward and say Boondocks, which we know is for a much more mature audience, and one that comes from the United States. But there is a young entrepreneur who's looking to change this particular narrative in terms of animation and production of such content, not only in South Africa, but across the continent as well. The establishment of Studio Yezi is an animation studio which is founded by Thandiwe Mlawuli, has officially announced their first development in independent producing a woman-led Afro animation that is called Shola or Sola. But we'll get confirmation from Thandiwe, who is the founder and the first independent black woman to build an animation studio known as Studio Yezi in South Africa, Thandiwe Mlawuli. A warm welcome to you, Thandiwe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Guzu. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you for like even sharing your platform with me. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're excited to have you anytime, especially as the HBIC in terms of your organization. So we're really, really excited to have you. Yeah, I had to tread lightly.
Yes.
We need to keep our jobs. But anyway, let's get to the matter in terms of an animation studio. I think for a lot of us, I was even taken aback when I thought an animation studio. And immediately your mind goes to Pixar, it goes to Disney, it goes to Marvel.
Yes.
But what is this? What's the backstory behind Studio Yezi and how it actually came about?
So for me, it came about because when I was in school and I wanted to do like an animation project for my thesis, everybody was telling me how, because One thing about me, I always cast black people, right? Like every time I would write a story, do a short film, I could always have like black characters.
So you've been in filmmaking all along?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I went to film school in 2014. I graduated 2017. So in that time, you know, you have like your practicals, right? And so like for us, well, for me, I would always have black characters in my practicals. And every time I would have this resistance of, don't you want to make this character white? Don't you want to make this character? Like, it was always like this thing of black people are not enough, right? And for me, I was like, we love comic books. We love Marvel. We see black people at Comic-Con. Like, you guys are lying. Because, like, they would tell me, like, I remember when I first pitched Sola. It wasn't Sola at the time. It had a different title, but I pitched it at my thesis meeting. I remember my thesis advisor telling me, oh, there's no audience for black anime. And I was like, whoa. I know you're lying.
Yes, exactly. And that comes with a lot of pressure, right? Because not only do you need to prove that there is a market for you to pass your thesis, but now you actually evolve this into a business case in terms of building a studio as well to support not only just the
Absolutely.
Production. Tell us more about that.
So for us, it was really about improving the viability of animation because we don't have a big animation studio, like animation sort of industry in South Africa. And the little bit of industry we do have, it's a white boys club. So it's like, oh, it's these people who sort of like gatekeep and sort of keep us out, which is fine. Do you? It's okay. I'm not begging to be in your little club. It's fine. We can do our own thing. But I feel like it was definitely difficult because it's like people don't believe that black people watch things. And I'm like, where do you guys live? Like, precisely. What do you guys do that makes you feel this? Because like I had a conversation with a person like a couple of weeks ago and they were like, someone from California. And they were like, oh yeah, you know, whenever we relax and we chill, we always watch like animation. So like, why would you think that black people don't watch animation? Mm. Why would you think that black people don't want to see themselves in animation? That's stupid. Like, it's so nonsensical. So for us, we were like, okay, we're going to take the chance because the world wasn't seeing us. We were like, let's create a message. Let's create a story. Let's create a whole movement. And then let's see if people respond.
Tell us more about this, because this is why I'm excited about it, because you've got this phenomenal initiative where you're raising capital and you're getting people to back and support, not only verbally, but financially as well, which is so important, especially in the field that you're in. And there are different incentives as to how they can be a part of the story, from getting credits to getting a copy of the animation. This is a really innovative way of including individuals in terms of supporting your business outcomes.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so we have a crowdfunding campaign. It's on jumpstarter.co.za, and you can find that on my link. My social media handle is Heytandi, Heytandi. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to our link in bio, you'll see the crowdfunding campaign. So for us, we were like, okay, I know crowdfunding campaigns are not usually successful in smaller countries. Like, you sort of see that. You sort of see that initiative in maybe like America or UK or, you know, those bigger countries. But for us, we were like, everybody, like, if you as a person, you want to see animation happen, you want to see black animation happen, because I'm very specific. Like, I'm not going to hide. I'm shiny. I'm like, dog, our audience is black and brown people, period. Mm-hmm. Everybody else who comes on board, you guys are allies. Right? But like, the core audience is us, because we haven't been centered in such a long time.
Exactly.
Like we spend so much money on entertainment, and yet we are so undervalued in the community. That's so crazy to me. Like, so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. If this is what I have to do, this is what I have to do. So like, Studio Yezi is for black and brown people, period. Full stop. We want to create economic opportunity for animators, illustrators, voice actors in South Africa, on the continent, and in the globe, but particularly black and brown people in the diaspora.
Mm.
So everybody else, if you want to come on board, it's because you understand our mission, not because we're catering to you.
Makes a lot of sense.
You know what I mean?
Because your intention is clear. You're very clear about it. There's no misunderstanding and miscommunication. And you're also doing something which is so important in terms of transformation and inclusion. Hence, we still have these crises, as we witnessed with the likes of Clicks just recently.
Yes, just now. Like, now. All those hoopla, people endangering themselves because people don't know how to include us in their ads. Like, that's stupid. You should not be... But people shouldn't be warning you about messaging in 2020. Come on. How long have we had a natural hair community?
Yes. I love your passion. And Afropolitans, if you're wondering who we're engaging with as a vibrant entrepreneur who's very clear about her mission and her mandate and how she's incorporating it into her business desires and her passion, it's Tandi Wemlauli, the first independent black woman to build an animation studio in South Africa called Studio Yezi, which has a production currently being developed titled Sola, which comprises a series of black animation provided for black and brown people, not only in South Africa, but across the continent. And you can also play your part in terms of providing them with the support funding in terms of bringing this vision to the fore. And this is what I'm really intrigued by as well, the business case, right, of animation, because I think the arts is really underrated when it comes to its economic contribution. And that's also been witnessed with the recent lockdown, Tandi, where there's just been a lack of support financially and otherwise for members of the arts. So give us a sense and understanding as to I understand it's still in the, you know, inception stage and seeking some kind of financial support. But how do we grow this and develop this to make it as competitive as our international counterparts from a business point of view?
You know what? Okay, so that's a wonderful question, and I'm glad that you asked this, because this has come up so much in this last week for me. I think that people need to be very clear about, first of all, one, our objectives, but two, we need to be clear about development. I feel like most entrepreneurs, most people sort of in this business world, they're very lazy. They sort of like take an idea and they're like, oh, it should work. And, you know, let me put it into the market. And they sort of like do the bare minimum. But with us at Studio Yezi, we were very clear about the fact that we have to develop talent. People have been talking about open up the industry for like a while now, you know, like on Twitter, on Instagram, like hashtag open up the industry. So for us at Studio Yezi, we worked with voice actors that have never done anything before. Outside of our main character who plays Sola, which is Karabon Tsweng, our beautiful, multi-talented Karabontweng, the
yes.
young legend.
From you know I remember I mean? Her from Yo TV days, and she's
exactly.
a radio now.
Exactly. Outside of her, everybody else in the cast has no experience with voice acting. And that was on purpose for us. We were like, we spent, I want to say, 8 weeks, 8, 9 weeks just rehearsing. So in those 8 and 9 weeks, me and my creative producers at Studio Yezi, we poured into all of our voice actors. We rehearsed with them and we spent time with them just to help them get confident about playing their characters. And I feel like when it comes to the entertainment industry, it's very transactional. It's very icky. Like, it's always like, okay, like, give me this thing now and I'll give you like this little bit of change. But, you know, so for us, we were like, no, we want to value our artists because, yes, we can think about money, but people are the biggest resource.
And that's important, you know, putting people first, yes.
Absolutely. Like, we are because of people. And it's a nice saying, but then people don't apply it to the things that matter. They apply it to social conversations, but they don't apply it to money. But when we think about money, it's not money that's important. It's the skill that people bring.
Precisely.
That's important.
I think you mentioned such an important point. Support that goes beyond just lip service and actually exercising that Ubuntu in terms
yes.
of financial support to change industries. Thandiwe, to wrap up with very briefly, this is a bold move that you're taking in terms of developing an animation studio, providing job opportunities for individuals who aren't necessarily experienced in this field of work just yet.
Yeah.
What's the bigger picture and how can people get involved to continue supporting you?
Awesome. So our bigger picture is we want to create economic opportunities for Black and brown people in South Africa, on the continent, and the globe at large. But if you want to get involved, please, please, please visit our Jumpstarter. You can find the link on www.studioyezi.co.za, or alternatively, you can search us on jumpstarter.co.za. Donate to us. If you guys donate, you guys get credit. Let me tell you. So you can be a producer on the first Afro anime series in South Africa ever. You can help us make history. You can help us, like, make a big splash on yeah. the animation stage globally. And we have a couple of surprises. So tune in to Studio Yezi on Instagram, Studio Yezi on Twitter, and Hey Tandy on IG and Twitter. Like, we're going to drop some teasers. We're dropping, like, some cast members that you guys don't know about yet.
Yep.
And we it's exciting. Like, we want to make it happen. So if you guys want to contribute, either give us some money, honey, open up your purse chakra,
yes.
or just share us, hashtag make it happen. If you guys just amplify our hashtag, that's enough.
Support.
If you don't have money,
forms.
Absolutely. Exactly. Like, just give us the chance to give us something that you guys need. You guys want.
Tandy.
We are for the people.
Yeah, definitely for the people. We love the energy that you've brought to the conversation today, as well as being clear on your mandate. Looking forward to the developments that do take place, and definitely going to follow up in terms of the growth opportunities here. Afropolitans, that was Tandiwe Mlawuli. She's the founder of Studio Yezi, the first animation studio, which is founded by an independent Black woman in South Africa.
Pivot Point. Kaya Biz. Kaya Biz with Kukuletu Mfupi from 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.